This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A lot of money in play today. We may have an agreement today in Congress for a $1.1 trillion federal budget and avoid a government shutdown. Part of the evolving agreement delays or suspends three taxes that underpin Obamacare. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Here's the grand bargain the Obama administration struck with the healthcare industry to get the ACA passed. Everybody got paid, often in the form of new customers, and everybody had to pay to help underwrite the cost of expanded insurance. But Lauren Adler with the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget says suspending taxes on insurers and medical device makers lets industry out of that deal.
The second you start picking away at the individual fees and taxes, all of a sudden that becomes a slippery slope.
Adler says suspending those two taxes cuts $12 billion out of the budget, and he wonders who may get in line next. But as it stands right now, MIT economist John Gruber says these changes, they won't gut Obamacare.
Basically, this is taking away the parts of the ACA that are causing hardship for some special interests. And that's not unraveling the ACA. That's just making the deficit bigger.
What Congress could have done was go after the big money that finances Obamacare, cuts in reimbursement rates to hospitals. But they didn't do that. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.